I got started back when I was 22 years old, and I used to ride my horse in Burbank, California.
I used to keep my horse out there, the same place she would ride her horse in Burbank.
And Bob used to always ride up to me and try to talk to me.
I said, wow, this girl would make a good double for Pam Grier.
And one day he said, you know, I'm going to put you in the movies.
She thought I was a guy that was just trying to put the make on her.
And so Bob gave me a call, and that was the beginning of my career as a stunt woman.
Hey there, Ben here. Today's bonus episode features two longtime co-workers of Pam Grier, J.D. David and Bob Miner. Bob and J.D. became stunt performers at a time when the stunt business was almost entirely white. They've had long, impressive careers on and off the screen, and they've both been part of some truly incredible stunts. Listen and enjoy.
I was a pretty decent athlete, and my athleticism was in the paper. And there's a guy named William Cockrell that was on Hawaii 5-0, and he comes to me and asks me, have you ever thought about doing stunts? Because the black industries seem to be getting toward getting more blacks in the industry. You seem like you'd make a prime candidate for a good stunt man. I said, you know, I never really thought about it, but you know, yes, I would be interested in something like that. And he said, well, I know this guy named Paul Stater that has a gym in Santa Monica. I would like you to meet him. He's an instructor and a veteran stuntman. So I proceeded to go out to the gym in Santa Monica, and I met Mr. Paul Stater. And inside the gym, there was a boxing ring, mats on the floor where people could do fight scenes and fall and tumble and roll and things like that. And so he said, well, these are some of the things we do in practicing here. He says, I tell you what, you seem to be a good candidate, and I want you to go home, take a couple of weeks to decide what you're going to do. And he said, our fees are $200 to start off, I think for a month or something like that. And he said, you go home and think about it and call me back within a couple of weeks. So I said, okay, I'll do that. So I went home in 24 hours. I called him back because I couldn't sleep. And I tossed and turned the whole night. I couldn't sleep. So I decided that's when I wanted to be a stuntman. So I told him yes the next day. And I told him I brought my money down. I said, I'd like to start now.
Usually you come into this business with a talent. Like I rode horses. So that got me my first job. I got started back when I was 22 years old, and I used to ride my horse in Burbank, California. I'm African-American, and there was a couple of African-American people that rode there, so we all kind of knew each other. And there was one gentleman by the name of Bob Miner, and Bob used to always ride up to me and try to talk to me. And one day he said, you know, I'm going to put you in the movies. I was really skeptical about that, but one day he gave me a call. And he said, I have a job for you. I need a woman to double an actress by the name of Denise Nichols. And I need someone who could horseback and who could do some swimming and diving and water work. And so I was in school to be a nurse. And I'm going to myself, you know what? Being a nurse, riding a horse and playing in the water for a profession, I wonder which one I really want to do. And I chose actually being a stunt person.
Warner Brothers and First Artist present Sidney Poitier in Let's Do It Again.
Let's do it again.
On the movie Let's Do It Again, I was a stunt double for Sidney Poitier doing a building jump from one to another, and I was getting chased.
There they are!
And we came to the edge of the building, and all of a sudden we said, wow, it's 13 stories down, and the little people look like ants, and cars look like little bugs. And so what I did, I built a 34-foot ramp with the white piece of tape at the end of the ramp, which had rubber on top of the ramp, so my footing would, I would not slip so I can get a good grip. And as I ran, all I did was look for the white tape to glow, and my right foot hit the tape, and I pushed off and glided through the air, 18 and a half feet, and bam, I hit the other side, and I was so glad. I got cheers from the crowd because about 200 people came out to take notice. As a matter of fact, they had a photo of the jump in the LA Times the next morning. So that was my jump for Sidney Poitier. 13 feet, 18 and a half inches wide. And I'm still here to talk about it.
Our profession has a lot to do with trust. It's probably one of the only professions where you have to sometimes trust somebody with your life, literally. The scene in Coffee where I ran across the freeway, there wasn't a lot of prep to happen with that. But what I did have to do was rely on the stunt people who were in the car. So if you watch the scene, the cars will come up and stop just as you were crossing in front of them. And so you kind of be animated like you were trying to miss the car. But basically, the most important thing was just me trusting in what the stunt people in the cars would do. And as simple as that seems running across the freeway, if somebody overshot their mark, so to speak, and the mark would be where I am at the time, I mean, they could have run over me. When you work on a low budget picture, obviously you have a low budget. And it's always said that time is money. So I know that a lot of times people may think that or may not have a lot of time for prep. For me, I was working for Bob Miner, and Bob is a really good stunt coordinator. So he made sure that I had time to prep for everything that I did. So I never felt uncomfortable.
The set of Coffee was nice. I mean, it was one of my first coordinating movies. The stunt double for Pam Grier was J.D. David. And we'll say if J.D. had to fight five girls, we rehearsed the five scenes.
Oh, Meg, you don't have any salad.
I walked through with the actual actress, which is Pam. We do everything very slow, and I was showing her the routine that I had set up. And at the same time, I've done those same practice routines with the stunt doubles. So me as a stunt coordinator, I read the script, and then I set it up. I get the stuntman to do it the right way. If he's going through some cans, I make sure the cans are stacked the way they should be stacked without coming through the window hurting him or her. So he's a trained guy that's directed by me to pull it off and make it safe.
Coffee, baby. I'm glad to see you.
I think you better know that all your friends are dead. Vetroni, Ramos, McHenry, and some others, too. I killed them all.
You?
There was something amazing about Pam that she was able to connect with the people that worked for her, which I was really impressed by. I mean, I actually felt that, you know, she was in my corner. She was there for me. She wanted to make things right for me. And so I think that was just exceptional about Pam. I also have another story about Pam, and that's she wanted to come out and ride my horses. And I really didn't know what her ability was on a horse. She said she could ride a horse, but a lot of people say they can ride a horse. And so she came out to my house and she, you know, we saddled up and went for a ride. And actually, she was quite the equestrian. I mean, she might have been better than me. I'm not sure. But I was really impressed with her. So, in other words, what she said she can do, she actually can do. She wasn't like some other actresses that pretend like they can do stuff and can't do it.
Pam was very good at her art, what she did, her acting, and her versatility when it comes to action scenes. But she wasn't trained as a stunt woman. I have her do a fight scene. I have her grab somebody. I might have her slap somebody. If she had to do a little roll or something, there's nothing that would hurt her. She got her calling by being an actress. But I tell you what, if she wasn't an actress, she could be trained to be a good stunt woman because she's very physical and she's very agile and can handle action real good. And I love that about her.
So you want to play with knives, huh? Well, you picked the wrong player.
More from Bob Miner and J.D. David after the break.
I've doubled just about most major black actors during that time. Jim Brown, the football player. Fred Williamson, the football player. Bernie Casey.
Dr. Black and Mr. Hyde, starring Bernie Casey, Rosalind Cash.
That was in the Watts Tower, about 80 feet high in Watts. And that neighborhood we were in, it was just in a kind of a rough area that stuntmen go through sometime when you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. And so what happened was, just before I jumped off the tower, I heard a gunshot. And then not too far from the gunshot, I heard, pew, not too far from my body, my head. So somebody shot something. Man, that fueled me to even go even more and harder. And I pushed a little bit higher than what I wanted to, but I cleared the fence when I fell. It was about 80 feet. And I landed on the other side of the fence. But my pad that we have, what they call a high fall pad, the pad was underneath me. But then again, I was half and half. Half of my body was on the pad and half of my body missed the pad. So it was like hitting the pad correctly, saving my butt, and almost to a stand up when I hit the ground. And so it was successful, but it was just something that I almost misjudged. It's another part of my life that I saved. I completed my job. And Bernie Casey looked like a hero. After I hit the pad and walk up, he'll hit the pad, he'll come off of what he landed on and stand up like he did it, da-da. But I'm the one that did it.
You know, stunt performing pays well, but I have to tell you a story about where it didn't pay off. I was doing a movie called Roller Coaster. We were hired to actually, in the scene, jump off a roller coaster, a derailing roller coaster.
Get ready for the thrill of your life. Roller coaster.
Well, obviously, we can't jump off a derailing roller coaster off an actual roller coaster track. So what they did was they put a roller coaster car on top of a building, but it wasn't a very tall building. The location was a carnival boardwalk. And so you know how they have those little game booths and things like that? Well, they put the roller coaster car on top of one of those booths. And what they did was they sailed the car off of the roller coaster car off of the top of that building. Well, here's the deal with that. When we saw the way the stunt was to be set up, we decided not to do it because the amount of money that they were paying was not enough to do that stunt. Well, so we all quit. All the stunt people, there were six of us, three men and three women. Well, they came back and renegotiated with us, but two of the women decided that they still did not want to do the stunt. And I was hard-headed enough to say, if the guys can do it, I'm going to do it. So I decided to do the stunt for the adjustment that they decided to give us. Well, this was not set up well, I told you.
An accident in California.
Less two accidents in 1 week.
And when the roller coaster car came off the top of those carnival booths, it had to cross the walkway, and then it dropped down to some sand because we were at the beach. So when they sailed that car off of the roller coaster track, when I looked down at my landing spot, I told myself, you know, sometimes it's in slow motion. And I remember thinking, this is going to hurt when I hit the ground. And I looked above me, and there was a stuntman that was actually above me in a really weird position. And I'm thinking to myself, he's really going to get hurt. Well, we both crashed on the sand, and he broke his pelvis, and I broke my back. So I'm saying this to say, no amount of money was worth that.
One of the toughest movies that I had done was Blues Brothers 2000, and I was in Canada, and I was a driver of one of the cars that's supposed to go through a construction site. In front of me was a big barricade. I went through like I was supposed to and did everything I was supposed to do. I hit my ramp, I hit the cars on the other side, bam, I turned over 3.5 times. But what happened was, on the 3.5 roll, the car hit and it landed on its top, bam. And therefore, I was knocked out. I had a concussion. I was in the car 29 minutes upside down. So the medevacs came. I saw footage where they took me to the helicopter. And I was in ICU for 2 weeks.
In order to be a good stunt person, it takes good judgment. And that usually entails knowing what you can do and what you can't do. It takes the ability to be able to feel fear and to override that fear. And usually you can do that by making sure that you prep as much as you can. And the last thing that I think that you need to be a good stunt person is obviously talent. I mean, you can get a job, one or two jobs, but if you're not talented, you're probably not going to work much after that.
The main thing about a stunt man, because you're generally a stunt double most of the time for actors, And it's my job to make them look good. It's not necessarily me getting all the glory. I get all the glory in terms of my peers. And I'm the one actually was the guy who put his life on the line. So there's the yays and there's the nays. But then again, I'm still here. And if I make you look good, that's my job.
I'm Ben Mankiewicz. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back soon with more of The Plot Thickens.